Solitude has become familiar for people all over the world during the COVID-19 pandemic. For artists in Ottawa, COVID-19 restrictions and lockdowns often brought creative slumps with them. For Ottawa digital painter, Lorgio Nim, however, the pandemic did not bring many changes to his own creative process, but he definitely sensed a change in his peers.
I've had a couple of my peers who are very extroverted in their approach in expressing their art form. People who do performative arts or who paint live, those people are the ones who have been mostly affected. Personally, I've always been the type to just, lock myself in a room and just be isolated and just get to it. In respect to my process, it hasn't changed much.
Has there been any changes at all, even slight?
I found that a lot of the times, since I have more time to myself, I find it's a bit more draining because now I don't have things to do outside of my creative space. So let's say I have an inspiration for a piece. If I sit down and want to work on it, if I want to take a break, I can't really do much outside because, there's not much going on.
For others, like photographer Daniel Effa or artist Lorena Finis, they felt the creative impact of lockdown much more personally.
One of the most basic form of disruption that this pandemic has done has been, the incapability to meet up with people, because most of the genre that I do with photography tends to be with portraiture. It becomes difficult in meeting up with people. But also, there's been a disruption with trying to reach out to galleries or other forms of places where you can showcase your art.
So it was a really weird transition because I just really went into a slump at first, so I really couldn't find myself to do any work for a couple of months because, my last semester year of university was also really fell flat in a way. And then a lot happened with COVID and then everything else going on with the social movements, such as Black Lives Matter, of course, that felt very heavy on me, of course, as a Black artist, as a Black woman artist, seeing this kind of Black paint was definitely not very encouraging to keep making work. I just had to, sink all of this in.
Because of the time it requires of me, I haven't been able to fully pursue photography as I would love to, unfortunately. But now that I slowly starting to get a little better with my program, I'm starting to think of much more projects that I want to pursue when I have a little bit more time. Maybe even if it has to do with self-portraiture.
As months passed and it became more clear that the pandemic would last longer than expected, Effa, Nim, and Vinus eventually all got back to work. After having some time to self-reflect, they all said they started to explore new themes.
To me, what was more important was to just make again. So I just started taking opportunities. And I did this project with the city, actually. It was a temporary project called Microcosm. And basically, the objective was for making reflection a bit on this new pandemic, the COVID, everyone being at home, and using art as a way to bring the community together.
One of the things I've noticed since the pandemic hit has been the fact that with a lot of times myself, it just gives me a lot of moments to reflect personally on myself and how I want to maybe incorporate more of self-expression to self-portraiture. I'm trying to think of better ways to approach specific themes and also trying to think of my role as being behind the camera.
The Black Lives Matter movement, when it just skyrocketed and it just became fueled by everybody being stuck at home and having the time to pay attention to it, that's when I felt most affected by what's going on outside. And that's when I put together a couple of pieces. It was two pieces that I put out. It was very in quick succession, which is very rare for me.
A lot of people started reaching out after all of the BLM movements that have happened. Community has become a much more important aspect of the practice. that I've been doing, like, lately. I have a show that is confirmed for the fall, which is called Dishkaj, and I've been kind of talking with women in my family and with my family friends. So I've been talking to them, talking about their stories, talking about what they define as Black female radicality, but also the Black Asian radicality, and I've been kind of working alongside with them to create those portraits, and that's been really enriching to kind of learn more about how others see the feminine and their own ideas of womanhood.
Once having started again, Effa and Nim reflected on why they did their art. For Effa, it felt like the only thing to do.
There's also the idea of, like, what is left to do if there's no work? Because it's either you have work or you have something to do or there's nothing else to do.
Nim found that art was always drawing him back for one reason.
The feeling of putting an idea and realizing it and putting it on screen or on canvas or whatever, that feeling just does not change at all. Like, regardless if it was like pre-COVID, post-COVID, doesn't matter. Like, the feeling of realizing an idea is hands down the most fulfilling for an artist.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.